This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is that quote about integrity, or maybe it's ethical behavior, that the marker of it is that that's what you do when nobody's looking. With apologies to whoever it was who said that, a corporate twist might be ethical behavior is what you do when they pay you for it. There was a report out not too long ago from the London Business School that says almost half of the UK's top 100 companies are paying their CEOs a special bonus for running the business ethically. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
A wide range of companies now pay their CEOs an ethical bonus, from a Swiss pharmaceutical giant in the business of developing life-saving drugs.
Novartis was created to innovate.
To the British online retailer Boohoo, operating in the very different field of fast fashion.
Hey guys!
I'm Amy.
I'm Star.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Tammy.
And we're on set with Boohoo!
45 of the UK's top 100 corporations now pay their chief executives a bonus for meeting environmental, social and corporate governance standards. Or in other words, says Martin White of the campaign group UK Shareholders Association, for running the business in a responsible manner.
I think that if you're paying somebody to run a company, you shouldn't give them a bonus for doing their job properly.
Protecting the environment, combating climate change, looking after your workforce, promoting diversity and not ripping off your customers are surely just part of the modern CEO's job, he says.
If you've got an executive who won't behave well unless you give them a bonus, should you really have them managing our companies?
Annabel Denham of the Free Market Institute of Economic Affairs also has doubts about the ethical bonus. She thinks it looks suspiciously like a ruse.
I do think that this is just an opportunity for companies to pay their CEOs more without being lambasted by social media and the public.
Executive pay hikes are much easier to defend when they're tied to a worthy cause.
But I do think that this ethical bonus is quite a neat way for businesses to deflect criticism.
Criticism of executive pay that's ebbed and flowed in Britain over the past 30 years. At this pivotal meeting of British Gas shareholders in the 1990s, irate investors protested at the 75% pay raise awarded to Cedric Brown, the boss of the privatised utility. One of the shareholders expressed his opposition to the hike by turning up at the meeting with a pig named Cedric.
Come on, Cedric.
Come on. A little
bit more, Cedric. Yeah. Every one of the bosses is out there knows in this drop.
30 years on, Cedric Brown's salary of $750,000 seems rather modest. Today, the UK average for a top 100 company CEO is more than $5 million, vastly outstripping workers' pay. Simon Rawson of Share Action, which campaigns to make investment a force for good.
CEO to worker pay ratios have been increasing year on year. They now average about 200 to 1, so the CEO earns 200 times the median worker's salary.
The equivalent figure in the US is more than 260. But while Rawson thinks executive pay is too high, he doesn't object in principle to the ethical bonus.
I think that targets which incentivise sustainable behaviours by companies is not a bad thing.
Provided, he says, the targets are both challenging and clearly defined. But that, say the critics, is the problem. The board gets to massage the targets, make them easier to achieve, and ensure the bonus is always paid. The critics say if executives want to show how ethical they really are, they should scrap the company's ethical bonus. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.